This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Jason will follow us. Jason leads you up to the Twins. They have been feeble for a long, long time. Two games back of the playoffs right now. Beautiful night to be at Target Field. Although, let's be honest, we probably more people at Target Center with the Lynx playing game two than at Target Field. But you'll hear Twins pregame and every pitch tonight, with the first pitch about 6:40. They take on the woeful Miami Marlins. Susan K. Jones is here.
Yes.
And I am stealing this topic 100% from Winging It Wednesday, Adam and Jordana.
Okay.
Because I was captivated by this topic.
Okay.
It was Adam's, and the idea: are we born good? Are we born bad? Hmm. If you want to say evil, you can go with that. That's a little bit stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Adam believes we're born good. Jordana believes we're born bad. And then have to be trained and conditioned to do the right things. I believe the overwhelming majority are born. Which way are you guessing, Susie?
Good.
Do you think, I believe the overwhelming majority are born good or bad?
Good, I hope.
Yes. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Now, Jordana doesn't share food with anybody either, so maybe that explains a lot. Yeah. Doesn't share food. That's a line in the sand for me. When you go out, let's say the three of us went out for dinner tonight.
Okay.
And Harrigan goes, how about this? How about we get three items, we get a couple appetizers, and we share everything? Where would you stand on that?
Me? I'm all in on sharing.
Thank you.
We share all the time.
Happy to share.
Last night I went to the Beast Barbecue, Korean barbecue on East Hennepin. We all share.
Ooh.
Beautiful.
How is that? I've heard some good things.
Really, really good. And guess what? There was a jazz band downstairs, an 18-piece jazz band. And now I'm not going to remember. North Star Jazz Band or something like that. But terrific night, terrific food. I had some beautiful cauliflower. I had Brussels sprouts, and I had a pulled pork sandwich.
Oh, all my favorites right there.
And we shared them all.
Brussels sprouts, pulled pork.
Yeah, we shared them. Yeah.
Okay, let's get back to the topic.
Okay, good or bad?
We have awful individuals.
That's right.
Who seemingly, some of them, are born awful right from the get-go. I get that. There's always going to be nuance in this conversation. And we see individuals who are in leadership positions who are capable of dastardly things.
Dastardly. That's a good word.
But when you're born, I think, and it's not everyone, but I think it's, to me, it's not even close. More are born open-minded, decent, happy, and willing to experience good things, and then some difficult things happen to them, whether it's how they're raised or mental health challenges, mm-hmm. or that viciousness comes out. So I want to believe that significantly more people are born good than bad. Expand. What do you think?
Well, I was thinking as you're speaking about temperament, and I want to ask you, so, and even Dave Harrigan, when your kids were born, they came to you, in my opinion, my kids came to me intact. Like, my daughter has a very, very different personality than my son. Like, she arrived as this sassy, bossy, little, headstrong. And
Can't imagine where she got any of that from, Dave.
No, it's no idea.
But I think, you know, DNA, I didn't do anything. She just arrived, and she had that little frown, and she told people what to do. And then Ben was much more sweet, and he would follow her around, and he would say, "Do you want to be my friend?" And she'd say, "No." And he'd say, "Why don't you want to be my friend?"
Sounds like you again. I mean, it's like arrogant. Does that sound like something Susie would say right now?
Mm-hmm.
Co-workers?
It very much does. And then she'd spill some gossip behind their back 12 seconds later.
Oh, Lord. Yes. So the point is, as you know, your girls probably aren't exactly the same, and your boys aren't the same. No. So I think there's an element, obviously, if someone's got a little chip on their shoulder, they're a little feisty or a little sort of a temperament that they come with. Now, as you say, I believe children are basically precious and 100% gold at the start, and that sadly things happen, whether it's abuse, you know, if a kid gets beat all the time or left alone. Mm-hmm. You know, I was reading a story, and I'm kind of going off topic, not really off topic, but about Prince Rogers Nelson, whose stepfather, after his father left, the mom remarried, left him in his room for hours at a time, put food in there. I mean, isolation, awesome. Some of the stuff that humans live through scar mm-hmm. them, and whether they make yes. them do evil things, I don't know. Anyway, that's my expounding.
Okay. Let me respond to you, and then, Dave, I want you to chime in.
Okay.
I don't doubt, and I think everybody agree, you know, kids and all adults have different personalities. Mm-hmm. You know, for us, our two older boys, they weren't great sleepers. And then, because I'm not a good sleeper, I would get up quickly. Kathleen, and she's fortunate, she's a very good sleeper. So that would there be times where I'd get up over and over again, and then she would have slept 5 hours, and all of a sudden, you know, she hears a peep, and I'd be like, please don't get up. No, I got to get up. I'm like, I've already been up. They're almost ready to sleep. So I'm not talking about if somebody has a little more of an attitude or they're more colicky or it takes more attention. I mean, Quentin, because he just had so many health issues.
Sure.
Was a different category. I'm just talking mean.
And maybe, and, you know what, Chad, maybe there really are. Maybe there are people that have a seed and they are.
Some do.
Yeah. I mean, you got to believe there's a level of viciousness or just depraved. We've seen crimes where we've went, oh, you know, shake your head like, eek. And is that person, did they arrive here?
Oh, yeah.
With that darkness.
We have individuals who, I mean, listen, when you read the news, there are stories where we're like, oh, my God, well, why would a person do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, what's happened throughout his or her life to cause that changes? Or was this somebody where people thought right away? So, Dave, I'm not saying 100% everyone is born flawless, but if it's just strictly the two options, to me, I don't think it's close. Good. What do you want to say and expand on it?
I was born flawless. You're welcome, world.
Yeah. You still think you are flawless, too, so nothing's changed.
Yeah.
Again, you're welcome, world. I'm much more the believer of the nature versus nurture. And for me, nature is – I tend to believe a child is born – simply not good, not bad, but just survival. Clinging to survival, finding a way to survive. I think that's probably the only natural thing that comes with a child. And the first thing they learn, typically, is probably love.
You hope.
From a mother, from a father, and you learn that at a, you know, at a very early age, day, you know, I should say days, hours, minutes, seconds after you are born, that, oh, someone's taking care of me. I'm being loved. But for, you know, for so many reasons, as you grow, as you learn more things, as you have more experiences, you might have good parents, you might have bad parents, you might not have parents at all. Mm. You might be a foster child. You know, there's so many, it's a vast array of different experiences that we can have that I think that molds us as we're 5 years old, 10 years old, 20, 50, whatever. I think that molds us to where we tend to drift towards good or drift towards bad. And frankly, I think in a lot of this world, bad or evil or whatever you want to call it is a lot easier.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Let's get to some of the text here. And then we have a bonus surprise for you, Susie.
What?
So this is picking up on Adam and Jordana. And you can podcast Adam and Jordana anytime you'd like. Anywhere you get your podcasts. Winging It Wednesday and Adam having the debate, are we born good or bad? Adam was good. Jordana was bad. Among the texts, we are born good. More tech, we are born mostly good and trained by life and people to be bad. I think we're trained by people to be good and bad. I'm sharing. The first thing I do is put ketchup on everything. Help yourself. No, you're bad. You're awful. You're dreadful. Right from the
That person was born either.
Yes. More text at 651-461-9226. I say we're born bad. That's why we have church, schools, communion, confirmation laws to turn people good. People who don't buy in remain bad. Come on. Honestly? That's the only way that you turn into a decent person is through church, schools, communion, confirmation laws? No, I don't agree. A quick Google search for actual research and data on this. Well, guess what?
What?
There's no proof either way. According to current research, studies suggest that humans are not born inherently good or bad, but rather have an innate capacity for both morality and immorality. Sure, I see that.
Mm-hmm.
Father Forn, we're born both good and bad. 1 minute hugs and kisses, next punches the head, then later back to hugs. We are very complicated. That's the most accurate one of all, right, mm-hmm. Susie?
Yeah, 100%. And I share that. I mean, not that I ever punched my kids in the head, but, you know, I
think they were talking about the kids, you know, punching themselves and fighting and stuff. Not that this Dexter was saying, you know what I do? I like to punch my kids in the head.
No, but I mean, that happens. You can have an abusive situation, and that even messes you up even more when someone punches you and then says, oh, I'm sorry, and then punches you again. There's many ways to screw up humans.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of screwing up humans, Dave Harrigan, hit the sounder.
Well, guess who's joining us today?
Susan Gay Jones.
Not even she knows what she'll say.
Susie Jones.
If you cross her, she will set you straight.
Susan Gay Jones.
Or she might be looking for a date.
Susie Jones.
It's time for Susie Jones.
Oh, excuse me. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Excellent work as always.
Every time you join, you're going to hear that now.
Oh, my gosh. That is beautiful. You're going to win an Academy Award. Go ahead then. Yeah.
We're almost there where Monday through Thursday, you will be our regular news anchor.
Yes.
We're pretty much there. We just have to decapitate a couple people, and we're almost there.
Aww.
You know, so which means, what are we thinking, Dave? 20 weeks a year she'll be here Monday through Thursday? Is that about right?
Ooh, I'd say 18 and a half.
Well, I'm already gone tomorrow.
Shocker.
Shocking.
Oh, dear.
We're looking forward to it, Susie.
Thank you, my dear. Everyone that talks to me says, does he really beat up on you that bad? You should tell him to be nice to you. And I said, oh, you guys, he's fine. He's a man. What do you expect? They ain't got no brains.
Apparently all men are dumb and must eat food. What can we do next? Thank you, Susie.
All right. Talk to you.
About 15 minutes, our Secret Service guests on this Senate damning report, highly critical on the first assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump. That's coming up here on News Talk 830 WCCO.